March the 6th. You must be born again. John 3:7. Regeneration is a subject that lies at the very basis of salvation. We should be very diligent to take heed that we really are born again, for there are many who think they are, but are not. Be assured that the name of a Christian is not the nature of a Christian. Being born in a Christian land and being recognized as professing the Christian religion is of no avail whatsoever unless there is something more added to it. Being born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Regeneration is a matter so mysterious that human words cannot describe it. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. John 3:8. Nevertheless, it is a change that is known and felt. It is known by works of holiness, and it is felt by a gracious experience. This great work is supernatural. It's not an operation that a person performs for himself. It's a new principle infused in us that works in the heart, renews the soul, and affects the entire person. It's not a change of my name, but a renewal of my nature, so that I am not the person I used to be, but am made a new person in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. To wash and dress a corpse is a much different thing from making it alive. Humans can do the one, but only God can do the other. If then you have been born again, your acknowledgement will be, O everlasting Father, you are my spiritual parent. Unless your Spirit had breathed into me the breath of a new, holy, and spiritual life, I would have remained dead in trespasses and sins. My heavenly life is wholly derived from you. My life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. May the Lord enable us to be well assured on this vital point, for to be unregenerate is to be unsaved, unpardoned, without God and without hope.